Serving two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Yeah! All right, 9:06 on this hump day. Going to be 106 today, so get ready. Again, as we say every day, man, hats off to all you folks out there that have no choice. It's your way of life is to be on a roof or to be on the asphalt of a highway, fireman wearing a fireman outfit, whatever, being an attic, you know, HVAC worker, whatever. Feel for you today. It's going to be over with a heat index, Roger, probably 111, 112, something like that. Yeah, it's about as bad as bad.
You got to call it off. Whatever you're doing today, call it off.
Morning.
Hey, my buddy Andrew Drake, who is the real
estate. Mentioned that. Andrew Drake is a commonly mentioned name by you.
You know, I
think everybody's realizing that.
If I may borrow from Randy Rainwater, I'm going to give him cutters because he pays attention to the show.
He's a Northwest Arkansas guy,
He's
a plant for us
up
there.
He's a real estate mogul in the Northwest Arkansas area.
Yeah, represents us
he says that he's listen, and I wish he would get a hold of Houston Nutt and call in. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
He says that Peyton Hillis was supposed to be a baseball star up at university.
Okay, you know, we didn't talk about, and I tell you what, because I want Joe in here on this conversation. We hadn't talked the guys that were baseball, football, and there have been several. I know one off the top of my head that's the most notable to my recollection, but let's go ahead and bring in Joe.
You're going to bring in JoJo?
Yeah, let's go ahead and bring in Joe.
Bring in JoJo.
He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they provide dependable repairs and massive inventory on heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols.
Come on, bring it home.
All right.
Here we go.
Before I turned around, that girl was gone.
We gotta hit the post better on this, you know. To do.
All I can say is bartender.
Sing it if you know it.
Something strong. Here's to the past. They can kiss my glass. I hope she's
the one and only Joe Nichols. Good morning, Joe. How are you doing, bud?
Hey, Joey.
Good morning, fellas.
We got
all right. How about y'all?
Good. We got the full team, full Morning Mayhem team assembled. Justin Moore out at Moore Mountain.
Hey, buddy.
In Poland, Arkansas.
Hey.
Roger Scott, myself, David Basil, and Christian Weaver producing. Yeah, we've been on this topic the last hour about, first we were talking about basketball players that could play football or vice versa. We were talking about nationally, and then we sort of drew it back to basketball. And first one was Matt Jones. I've got the numbers on Matt Jones's basketball career at Arkansas. So he played in 28 games. He started, Roger, I think you mentioned, you know, he had 12 starts. He averaged 4.7 points per game, 3.6 rebounds, 1.3 assists, 1 steal, shot a shooting average with 47.6%, had 1 double-double of 14 points, 10 rebounds against LSU in 2004. So is that how y'all sort of remember Matt Jones, pretty much around those numbers?
No. No, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. Justin, you remember that at all?
Yeah. I do.
What? So what? He would have been a forward, I guess? Six.
Yeah, he would have probably been a small forward.
He was like a four-man, yeah, I think, is what he played at the time.
Marcus Monk.
An athlete.
Marcus Monk came out of, what was the high school he came out of? Lepanto.
I believe.
And then he was so it looked like did he sign as a basketball player first or a football player or both?
Because I would guess football, but I don't know.
It says here 2004-2005 he played in 10 games in basketball. Then he didn't play again until 2008-2009. So what makes me think of that? He must have played football. Goes out his freshman year of basketball. Looks like 8 minutes a game. 22% field goal, 50% free throw, 1.8 rebounds. Then he comes back in 08-09, Plays in eight games, averages 16 minutes a game, 46% from the field, 83 from free throw, 3 rebounds a game, half an assist per game, half a block per game, 4.5 points per game for those eight games.
Didn't he go play in Germany after his football career?
Basketball?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't know. And then, and so, Roger, you mentioned Peyton Hillis as a guy who was supposed to play baseball.
For sure.
Who was the – I'll just ask you guys. Let's give Joe a chance. Joe, when I think of a Razorback football player who played for Razorback baseball and was pretty decent, who comes to mind for you?
The first one right off the top of my head is Connor Nolan.
Okay, so Connor Nolan was a very recent one that was a quarterback. I'm going more old school, and I don't think it's you guys are too young to know. That's not the one I'm looking for, but Connor Nolan was obviously one that was the most recent high-profile one. Justin, you know who I'm thinking of?
I'm trying. Off the top of my head, no.
Roger, you want to help
him
out?
I'm not.
Christian, you want to take a shot?
Anybody? I have no clue.
Okay, I'm surprised. I'm surprised. So if I
what era?
I would say it would have been the 90s, the mid to 95 to 97. So that sort of gives it away right there. And I believe he was a pitcher. I believe he was a pitcher for the Razorbacks. And he was a pretty good one, I think.
Oh,
wow. So
Barry Lunny?
Barry Lunny Jr. is correct. So Barry Lunny was a quarterback for us.
I didn't realize he played baseball.
He did. So look up.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, look up his numbers and see. I don't think he played much, but I think he was good enough, and I think he might have played.
I do not remember that at all.
No. I think he might have played 1 year. And so what made me think of this, Joe, is that we had a guy that played defense for us when I was playing. His name was Robert Brannon. He was 6'8", and, I mean, he wasn't – he didn't win by his mind on the field.
Whoa!
But he was a good guy.
Did he win in the shower?
He did. Yes.
Wow. Oh, jeez.
Holy cow! What are we doing?
Just saying.
I never know what you're doing.
Holy cow!
Coach Pittman, what do you say?
What I do with it?
Okay, I don't know either.
It's rare when you get. And we were talking about the guys nationally. Roger, who was the first person? How did we get started on it? Who was the person we were talking about? How did we even get started on
it? I don't know how we got into it, but I think the first player was mentioned was Allen Iverson. So
yeah, that's why I asked Pat Bradley. Is there anybody?
Oh, okay.
And I thought there was somebody before that.
We said Charlie Ward. He went
Charlie Ward
else.
Was a guy. Well, Charlie Ward
gay.
To be a Heisman Trophy winner and did not play. I don't know if he played college ball at FSU.
He didn't play it down.
At FSU?
NFL.
Yeah, I was just wondering if he was. I guess he played basketball at FSU.
That's right.
Yeah, he did.
And then Antonio Gates
never played a down of football in college.
Antonio Gates, pretty amazing how he did not play any NFL, play college basketball.
Is he?
I don't know if he's good enough to be in the Hall of Fame.
He's in the Hall of Fame
100%.
He is.
No, he's in it.
No,
he's in it.
Is he?
Yes.
Already?
Look it up. I'm turning him into Yale.
Is he really?
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Are you acting like he doesn't belong there?
Antonio Gates has been out of the league a while now.
I've been busy. It's hard to pay attention to all the.
He's been busy.
Is he one of the best tight ends in the last 40 years?
Absolutely.
Who else? Yeah. Is there anybody else?
Well,
I know he got a lot of. I guess he didn't win many championships. Gronk's going to be the next guy.
You got Witten.
Oh, Witten's in. Yeah.
Tony Gonzalez.
Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Did he pass?
No, he's still with us.
Who passed? What tight end passed? Now, we know one was killed himself in prison.
Yeah. By his own hand.
Yeah, by
his
own hand.
I got a hand.
Hernandez.
Oh, my gosh, Hernandez. I forgot about him.
He was a killer.
Yeah, the interesting Razorbacks, Christian, you were asking about the – you could not think of the starting tight end for the Razorbacks, right?
No, but once you mentioned it, where he was from, I knew.
Who was it?
It was Jaden Platt, wasn't it?
Yeah, Platt was a transfer from A&M.
I forgot about him.
Didn't we? Wasn't it not long ago that we were sort of like tight end you?
Yeah.
We had DJ Williams winning the tight end of the year.
Right. Hunter Henry
winning tight end of the year.
And then you had
the league for a while.
Then you had Jeremy Sprinkle win tight end of the year, if I'm not mistaken.
No, he didn't win. He didn't win national tight end of the year. No, he didn't win.
He did?
No.
No,
he did win. He did
he
win.
Was a good player.
He did win Thief of the Year at the Dillard's.
Ow!
It was Bell. It was Bell.
Bell. Boy, you know what a horrible memory that was. Not only did you have that incident, which he's a good guy. They apparently obviously made a mistake.
Listen, we've all stolen it.
So, but do you remember, yeah, that
did y'all realize that he is playing in the league right now?
Is he still
in the league?
Is he with the Cowboys?
Yes.
Yeah. He was with
I just looked it up because I'm like, I do not remember that.
I didn't realize
he was still in the league.
How about that?
I thought it was odd because in college he was a really good pass catcher, and then at Washington he was a blocking tight end. He couldn't catch anything.
I don't even know.
Did he do much statistic-wise at Arkansas? I don't remember him being.
Yeah, he was really good after Hunter Henry. Really good. I could have swore he was. Was it the Mackey?
Mackey Award. No, he didn't win the Mackey.
Yeah.
But do you remember, not only did you have that situation at the Belk Bowl, Roger, you were there with us. We were all there. Then you had that uncharacter.
Morgan?
Yeah, the uncharacteristic.
That was there with, the trivia question is, which two Razorbacks were both led by state cops in North Carolina?
Yeah, it was not Grant Morgan, but Drew Morgan, right?
Remember that?
It was at the end of the game, and they kicked him out, right?
We were up 3 touchdowns.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was so bad.
I think that's right. Yeah.
So, Joe, I cover cover every Razorback game. So, I'm in every post-game press conference. And we had just done this at Missouri. We lost a 20-point lead at Missouri. Yep. So I remember being in there with Bielema, and it's no fun, man. You know, he walks in there, the players, they're all depressed. And, you know, you'd already lost to A&M again that year. Here you are, you're losing again to Missouri. You're up 20 against Missouri and haven't beaten them up there. And so, you know, Bielema just said, we can't do this anymore. We got to finish games. I promise you this is not going to happen again. And we get right there to the darn bowl game, and I'll be darned if the same thing. You're up 3 touchdowns. You're up 21 points. You think the game? We were whipping them. Remember, it was Virginia Tech. Yes. We were dominating them, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is happening again. We just start falling apart, and that was it, right? That was he comes back next year, and it just
he was coaching on borrowed time.
Yeah, it was just of course, I think he lost Pittman that year. I don't think he had Pittman went to Georgia that year, and he didn't have him the following year, but. You just wonder if he wins those games, if he beats Missouri, and he holds on to Virginia Tech, if he's still coaching. Yeah. You wonder, you know? Yeah, Roger.
No.
Yeah, there's a couple other things that I understand that kind of went wrong. You know, a lot of hearsay, but there were other factors in kind of what led to his downfall. But, yeah, I think you're right, man. I think he would have gotten a lot more leeway if he had closed out those games. I think, Justin, I think I ran into you in that game like halftime just walking around. And,
I think
I remember correctly, it was like super cold and rainy or something that day. I think I got the same game.
Yes.
It was super cold or something like that, just like miserable. I know that Liberty Bowl was the coldest I've ever been.
I think you had some family with you, maybe?
That was bad.
Yeah, I got family over there in North Carolina, yeah.
Somebody says from the 501, Coach Richardson said Monk would have been a great basketball player if he would have stuck with it. You know,
he did play in Germany, by the way.
He did. What is it? Was he 6'6"?
Yeah, I think so. 6'6" or 6'5".
He was
something like that.
You know, it brings up an interesting point. I made a note of it last night. I watched Hard Knocks, which I find really fascinating. It's following the Seattle Seahawks, which I really like the coach, Mike McDonald. I mean, I really like him. He is a sharp dude. And
great singer.
That's a different Michael McDonald.
Oh.
And so they've got the number one receiver in the league. Do you know who his name is, Joe? Do you know who the number one receiver for the Seattle is?
No.
His name is Jackson Smith Enigma. Yeah, it's a weird last name.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about him, I was watching the highlights and they were saying nobody can cover him. Mike McDonald was walking back and telling the coaches during their camp. He said, "Listen, are you watching him? Nobody can. He's impossible to cover." And so I went back and looked at some notes. I think he's out of Texas. Came out of Texas.
No, Ohio State.
He's from the state of Texas. Okay. Signs with Ohio State, and puts up really some monster numbers. But he goes to the combine. He's only 6 foot tall. He's 6 foot 197, which he's not Randy Moss. He's not 6'3". 230. His 40 time is a 4.5, which is pedestrian compared to the 4.2s, the 4.3s, the 4.4s. But yet, he runs his route so good. that I think he had 1,700 yards of reception. He was the number. He was offensive player of the year last year. I don't follow Seattle football, but it was a great example of showing being a receiver is not just
technique.
That's right. Yeah. It's not just being the fastest guy or the biggest guy. It's how you run your routes and your ability to catch the ball.
Remember that kid we had 3, 4, 5 years ago that I forget his name. He was kind of like that in college. He caught everything. He wasn't super fast, but you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, it seems like I remember. We've had some really good receivers the last.
He played under Coach Pittman. I forget his name. It doesn't matter.
Jaden Hazelwood.
Was it Hazelwood?
No, it was, I think, before him. Was it Andrew something?
Yeah.
Andrew Armstrong. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah, yep. He was good.
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, he didn't drop anything. He would always get open.
He's with the
team. Yeah, and he wasn't the fastest guy. I mean, he just crafty, I guess.
Crafty.
I
like that. It reminds me, Joe, when I played, and guys, you remember, we mentioned his name, James Shebest.
Oh, yeah.
Shebest was not the fastest. He was not the biggest. He ran great routes, and there, if the ball was around him.
Drew Morgan's another one
that was, again, you know, he just shows up out of nowhere. Remember, Roger, we talked about this.
I think it was Auburn.
Yeah, he was not projected. I think somebody got hurt. He gets his chance, and great route runner and all that. So anyway, made me think of Marcus Monk. You know, Marcus was he's 6'7". He didn't look like, you know, the kind of athlete that's, you know, doing backflips and dunks and all that. He was a good athlete. And didn't he have a big reception against Georgia for like 50 or 60? He could jump up and out jump you, you know.
He was a great jump ball.
Yeah, those contested balls that. And of course now, you know, we're looking for a number one right now. Is it going to be the Chris Marshall kid that transferred from, you know, Boise State? That's 6'3". That he looks the part. He's just never. For whatever reason, gotten over the hump, or is it CJ Brown, who's an Arkansas kid, trying to find Joe somebody that we can count on, like you mentioned, Andrew Armstrong, Justin, or who was our guy last year? Was it Tesla 2 years ago? Tesla or
Tesla played with Armstrong, I believe.
Yeah, who was our guy last year?
I think you're right.
Who was our guy last year?
Who was it?
I don't remember anything about last year.
Omega Blake.
Yes,
yeah, so
yep,
that was it.
It was.
Justin goes, that's it. That's all we really had. I mean,
that was it, yeah. CJ Brown was good until, didn't he get hurt, maybe?
Yeah, CJ Brown.
He was good until he got hurt.
Yeah, good-looking athlete and Arkansas kid and just needs somebody to step up and make big plays.
I tell you who looks the part. I don't know how he's done in camp, but that Antonio Jordan, man, he looks like a beast.
Looks the part. I hope he contributes. We need somebody to step up and become, you know, a go-to guy that the defense has to respect. You probably have to double or whatever. And so, Joe, what do you think before we let you go? What day do you think that Coach Silverfield needs to make the decision and make the call on the quarterback? You think the quarterback should have a week or 2 weeks to go with the team or what?
I personally think if the decision, I think it should have been yesterday.
Yeah.
But if it's not already decided, then I think we've got that spells trouble. I think we're going to be in a little bit of a spot.
I would agree.
If it's truly not already decided, but I don't know. I get the if it is already decided, but you want both guys to compete. I get waiting, but man, if it's really like too close to call, then
Yeah.
I got, you know, two things to go back to your receiver point. I've heard coaches forever talk about guys that are 4.3 40s that don't get separation.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't run routes or they don't know how to, you know, fit a guy, but. I got one in the throwback for you. Go back to all the way first to the conversation. Did my boy Jodine Davenport, my Springdale guy, Jodine Davenport, ever play basketball?
He did.
He was a great high school basketball player.
Somebody mentioned him when we were doing. Yeah, I think you're right. Didn't he play? Raj?
Somebody mentioned him earlier. I think Pat Bradley mentioned him.
Yeah, he was.
Did y'all go to high school together, Joe?
No, but here's the funny thing. I worked at a radio station there that did high school basketball. I worked at the radio station.
I was the guy that ran the studio while the on-site guy kind of did the game. And I was terrible at that, by the way. I didn't listen to the game much other than a couple of guys that I knew of. And, man, he would say, hey, we're going to throw it back to the studio. And I'd be like, sleeping. Dead air for a couple minutes. Yeah, that was so bad at that job. But, yeah, Doty Davenport, man, great high school basketball player.
Yeah, he did play for the Hogs.
We became friends after he got drafted by the Colts, I believe.
Gotcha.
What were his numbers, Chris? You have it in front of you?
In 98-99, he played in 15 games, only 5 minutes per game, averaged 1.1 rebound.
Let me tell you.
He was on the bench.
have you seen him lately, Joe?
No, I haven't seen him in 20 years.
So I run into him every once in a while. A lot of times it's the Brandon Burlsworth football camps, and he's a farmer. And just a good dude. Still big old country. He's big old country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's just what was the great play? Do you remember what it was? It used to not call. Let's see if Roger remembers it.
I know.
All right, what was it, Joe? Remind Roger what it was.
He acted like he fell down, like on a block, and kind of slipped out into the flat or something, scored a touchdown.
Yep.
I don't know who it was against. Was it against Alabama?
I think you're right. And I think we've got that call somewhere, Roger. It'd be impossible to find it. But we'll have to look that one up because I remember Paul goes, Jody Davenport was on the, or Rick said, Jody Davenport was on the ground. It was a great play, great scheme by Houston Nutt. That was probably the game, I guess, when we beat him 42-8 or something. That was the first time we'd played him.
Yeah.
Like, wow. 46,
yeah.
I remember coming back. Yeah. I guess we were doing, maybe were Tommy and I doing the show at the time? I remember thinking, oh my gosh, you know, this Houston Nutt just beat Alabama. His first shot out, beats, hangs 42 on him. I think they had Sean Alexander was a running back for Alabama. We beat the crap out of him.
I think you're right.
We beat the crap out of him right out the gate. I'm like, okay. This thing, I think.
That was 98.
Yeah, 98. I think even Houston said, Rogers, like, yeah, he knew. Wow, that was a significant win for him.
Yeah, this is the only thing I got at Davenport.
Lou Williams, the lone wideout. Poitras.
Poitras in motion.
Fake to Cobbs. Sterner throwing over the middle. Complete touchdown, Arkansas. Joe Dean Davenport.
Oh, that is.
He's right there.
Yeah, it's so funny. Poitras, that's another Poitras in motion. That's not the most famous one.
That's the only Davenport I have as football. I've got over half a dozen. It's basketball.
Oh, is that right? You got a Davenport basketball?
Can you believe that?
It's a different Davenport?
Is it? I don't know.
Let's hear it. Let's see if it is.
I'm thinking we should have brought Poitras in motion a little more often. It seems like something good happened every time we did.
That's right. Good point. Good point. Let's see what Davenport this is.
Let's see what Davenport this is. Let's see.
You guys have to.
Hogs on the run. Davenport, three from the left wing. It's good.
No, I can't.
What Davenport is that?
Who is that?
What? Come on, you guys. You guys are the basketball guys.
Jeremiah.
Is that right?
Is that who that is?
And which played under Muss.
Good job, Justin.
Outstanding. Which Davenport is this?
Oh, yeah.
Which
from Davenport Eastern Carolina
this?
Or something.
I've got Richard Davenport.
something like that.
Cincinnati.
He's a rider, Roger, for the
I know. I know who it is.
I know you know. Joe, thanks so much, buddy. We appreciate
thanks,
you as always.
Joe.
Good stuff.
Hey, great talking to y'all. Thank y'all.
Thanks,
good,
brother.
Good to talk to you, Justin. Go Hogs.
See you, buddy.
All right, go Hogs.
Let's talk soon.
Do want to thank Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock, Chad and Stephanie Powers. If you got any truck problems costing your company's revenue, giving them a call. Tell them you heard about them on Morning Mayhem. For all the truck issues and parts and service, they'll take care of you. Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock.
Great to
have Joe on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you and Joe and Justin, J and J.
Yeah, mixing it up.
They go toe-to-toe with their Razorback knowledge. And about the same age, right? Joe's a few years older than you, Justin?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he knows his stuff.
He does, man. He's like you. He keeps
what
up.
You do. It's what you do.
This is not the Michael McDonald of the Seattle
Seahawks.
This is
not Seattle's coach.
But I like that coach, man. And, you know, he climbed the ladder really quickly. Becomes the first year coach ever in the NFL 2 years ago. Boom, he wins the Super Bowl his second year in the league. Pretty impressive.
Hey, shout out to Evavella Day Spa. I got to tell you, I didn't go to a doctor to have to get any surgeries or anything like that. I did have an ortho look at me, tell me something was going on. You know, if they don't say, Roger, you got to have surgery, then some things have got to work out. You got to go do some stuff. You got to do some exercises and stretching. I'm doing a little bit more of that. But my issue is so much better than I had.
Very nice.
After the massage. I'm telling you, with what they did over at Avery Brothers, you set yourself up. I don't care where you go. If you can get it done.
Massage makes a difference. It does.
Absolutely. It, and Michael Glenn did a great, speaking of a Michael, did it for me. And thank you to Dee Dee. She has already given me 12, count them 12, $100 gift cards from Ava Bella that I'll be giving out at the Boudreaux's Razorback Watch Parties.
Cool. Very so nice.
If you'd like I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Bob.
I was just going to add, so they do massages there where we've done the remote.
That's correct.
I need to go there. Justin, I love getting massages.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, listen, dude did a great. I've had an issue. The dude, Michael Glenn did. He knows he's done athletes before, so he's done, he gives sports massages and all that. And it was a little bit deeper, and he worked out some knots in my back and in my shoulder because I've had some issues.
Did you have a mental block with that?
No, not at all. Not at all.
No, I'm serious.
No, I'm like Baz.
I just can't.
Can't do it.
I just can't do the guy.
No, I just can't do it.
We're going to block it out.
No, whoa. Listen. We both talk sports.
What did Christian? How did he say it? What did he say?
Whoa.
No. What did Justin say?
Oh, he said he can't do the guy.
Mark the tape. Please mark it. But no.
Can't do a guy. Sorry.
I didn't have any. We played Flint. You know, we talked sports.
Oh, Roger.
We talked movies.
Roger was very excited. His shoulder was feeling really good.
I know. He was only doing my back. He said, go ahead and get, you know, do that. He says, you anything else you need to work on? I said, no, I just need my back. I still took my pants off.
So, of course you did.
Just in case.
Don't go away. 9:45.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call, does it all.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball, the Phillies beat the Marlins 6-4 to increase their MLB best win streak to 5 games. Philadelphia is in the second wild card spot in the National League. The Brewers dominated the Mariners, matching baseball's modern era record for the biggest shutout, beating them 22-0. They had 3 3-run home runs in Christian Yelich, David Hamilton, and Luis Lara. Jake Bowers added in a 2-run shot. They matched a franchise record for runs in a game. It was their 78th win on the season, the most in Major League Baseball. The Padres beat the Mets 5-2. Fernando Tatis Jr. hit 2 home runs and robbed another. San Diego has won 8 of their last 10. They currently occupy the 3rd wildcard spot in the National League. And the Arkansas Travelers will play against the Springfield Cardinals tonight at 6:35 at Dickey Stevens Park. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Very hot Wednesday with heat index values exceeding 110 and air temperatures even maybe breaking some records into the afternoon. There's a chance for a few showers and storms as a cool front pushes through, especially overnight and into Thursday. By Thursday, our highs will be in the upper 90s to maybe low triple digits after that cool front comes through. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Arkansas Storm Team Meteorologist Jenna Warner.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen, Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Bank continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Site, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at LifeWise.org, LifeWise.org.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion. $8,000 off. Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection is good. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Catch the buzz's ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
58-56, Manning awaiting the snap. Armstead, Manning rolling out. Manning looking, throwing over the middle, and it's Arkansas wins! The two-point conversion falls short despite the pass being complete, and the Hogs race on the field in the longest overtime game in the history of 1A college football.
And Manning, a normal guy who never makes a mistake, and I'm not saying that he made a mistake, but what I'm saying is you never throw the ball short of the end zone when you're throwing your last pass. It's always supposed to be an end zone. He throwed it short, hoping this guy can make a play, and Jermaine Pettis stole the day.
So Paul Eels and Keith Jackson. I mentioned earlier, Roger, I don't know if Justin, you were on the show. By the way, Morning Mayhem fully assembled today. Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and David Basil all together. Always a joyous occasion when that happens. It is the 25th anniversary, Justin, of the 7 overtime game, and Hogs Plus is coming out with a special.
Is that right?
Yeah, 25 years. And I think the name of the, they're doing something. I can't remember what they call it. They call it overtime or just 7. But anyway, I think it's perfect that we have Jason Peters coming in this year. Since he was part of that game, and that's where we really got introduced to the uniqueness of Matt Jones. Because remember, he was over there on the bench looking up at the stars and warming up on his bike and just sort of nonchalantly run around. Maybe one of the greatest games I've ever watched. It's you just the back and forth, and it was the first time we'd ever seen 7 overtimes between two teams. Of course, we didn't know, you know, obviously we knew he was the Manning, didn't know he'd go on to win 2 Super Bowls. But it was back and forth.
Losing record.
Yeah, Arkansas had to score two points, they would do it. Ole Miss had to score 2 points, they'd do it. I mean, everybody answered each other over and over and
that
over.
And that doesn't, it doesn't go that way anymore.
Anymore,
it?
It's changed. That's right.
It's changed.
It was crazy.
If I had been on the other side of things, as far as if I was an Ole Miss fan, I would have hated Matt Jones to the day.
I know. Well, think about this.
I mean, how many times they look like they had him? Dead to
rest. It's crazy.
Eli was talking about that when they were at the touchdown.
We had Eli and Matt together, and Eli was like, we were watching the film, and Eli goes, look, it looks like he's running like a 5-flat. Because he's taking 3 strides because he's 6'7".
Striders.
Yeah, and he would just, he would make it look like he just sort of gallop around and
Robert
find a way.
Robert Griffin was that way, too.
Who?
Robert Griffin III.
Yeah.
He had a long stride.
God, he would just.
And I'm sure it would have, if I was like Eli, for example, I'd been like, he don't even look like he cares.
It was, but anyway, it was, that was really the most laid back, because he was a freshman, right? That was his freshman year.
I don't remember.
I think it was.
I don't know.
I think that was where we really got introduced to the laid back, looking up at the stars, I got this kind of deal. And I just remember it lasted forever. Roger, you remember, where did you watch it at? Do you remember where you watched it?
I remember
where I was.
Walking into my mom's house, and my oldest brother was, and Meredith, we were, Meredith was just a little kid.
Yeah.
And she said, Razorback's got beat. And my older brother, Randy, may rest in peace, said, don't talk like, next thing you know, boom.
Yeah.
There's the pass. There it is. So.
You know what? Where the double tree is now, that used to be the old, at Hot Springs, where you get ready to cross the, mm-hmm. the what is that? What is that hotel used to be? It had the bar, had the sports bar in it.
What street?
It was the main drag in Central, and you're getting ready to cross over to the bridge over the, one of the lakes.
In Hot Springs.
In Hot Springs. It's now Doubletree.
Yeah.
But what was talking about, remember, it was that sports bar. And I think what I did, Justin, I thought.
Not jocks. It wasn't jocks.
I remember I thought, crap, I need to pull in and watch the game. Yep. So I just pull in thinking, you know, hey, it's going to be 5 minutes and probably overtime. That sucker, I forget how long it went. I guess an hour. It had to be an hour. But yeah, think about Ole Miss fans, how bad they hate us and Hunter Henry and Alex Collins and, you know, you mentioned Matt Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, that knocked them, the Hunter Heave, that knocked them out of Atlanta. That game knocked them.
That's right.
They were going to the SEC yep. championship. That's how you lose.
Have they made it?
I don't think they've made it, right?
I don't know. I don't think they've made an SEC championship, but I didn't want to misspeak.
No, I don't think they have.
Because that rarely goes on this show.
Whoa! Clary. Hey, Dee was listening a second ago, and she said, why don't you just come by and let them give you a massage?
Me?
Yes.
Yes, just, I mean, I'm not trying to be ugly, but as long as it's a female.
No, it won't be. I mean, listen, I'll do it.
Okay.
It won't be?
Everybody is texting.
It will be what you want.
Oh,
everybody's texting.
Don't holler at me.
I'm sorry.
Just asking.
It was a Clarion Hotel. It was a Clarion.
It was a Clarion.
That's where my prom was.
What was the bar?
That was the bar that I won the lip singing contest.
Yeah.
What was it? Wasn't sports. Oh, my gosh. What was it? Oh,
somebody said mid-2000, didn't they play Georgia in the SEC championship?
Classic sports bar?
We're talking about Ole Miss.
It was classic, but there was something before it was called Classics, I think.
I can't remember what it was. I wish you could get to Houston Nutt sometime to come on and just talk about Matt Jones. It'd be so great. He used to tell us that all the time. We would have stories about that.
Oh,
we'll get him back with it being the 25th anniversary of the. But it's really funny to think about that, 25 years. You know, Matt Jones.
That's hard to believe.
Matt Jones is doing radio now. Still doing radio up in Fort Smith. You know, Phil, he used to do the show with Phil.
Yeah.
And
then you were right, Bass. He was a freshman then.
Yeah.
He's a year older than me, I believe.
Yeah, I just remember thinking we were getting to know him, came out of nowhere. You know, we saw him in that game against the game that got moved because of 9/11, right?
Cabot beat him, didn't he?
Was it 2001, right? Yeah, 2001. That's when they put him in there at the end of one of that whoever we had to reschedule, and he goes like 60 yards. And I remember thinking, that's the dude that needs to be playing. And I think Houston them saw it too. It's like, wait a minute.
You know what? It was all those games that we saw with him and Sterner and all those that when we would see him for a few times during a season, we go, man, that dude's going to be awesome in 2-3 years. We don't get that
anymore.
Yeah, that's
right. Somebody said sock hop. Is that what it's called?
That's it. It was a
sock hop.
Sock hop.
Several people.
Might have been. I think classic,
Bobby Socks?
Bobby Socks.
No, Bobby Socks was out here at the
airport. I think they had a Bobby Socks
airport
there too. Somebody tell me what it was. Come on, what
I
was
can't
it?
Believe we can't figure that out.
I think one of my.
It's in the new. It's in the. It's now. It's the new Doubletree. I don't even. It's got a really nice restaurant in there now. They've really.
It was the Clarion.
We know that. You remember
that? Yeah. And it was Classics. But I don't think that's what it was when I was.
We were talking about, somebody says last year, we were saying, who was the lead receiver for us last year? Somebody said, I can't remember anything about last year. I don't want to remember anything about last year. Somebody said Tesla. Tesla was 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, he was with Armstrong.
Yeah, he really didn't do it. Armstrong was better. He didn't. He didn't. Tesla
did
not.
Yeah, I agree. He was underutilized.
Yeah.
Yeah, he for whatever reason, Justin. He's having a better pro career than he is.
Right.
Of course, part of that, they told him, the pro scouts told him he needed to improve some things in his game, and I guess it turned out. Somebody said Raymond Berry was like that, Roger. that was not just not a burner, but ran great routes and those kinds of things.
Well, Ken Hatfield, you know, when he ran, I mean, it was a different era, though.
Somebody says best broadcasting duo in the country then is
Thank you, guys.
Paul Ills and Keith Jackson. Okay. Keith was good. Well, Keith was good.
About us right now.
Somebody says Bobby Sox again. I know the Bobby Sox was...
Valentine says reunion. I know there's a reunion.
Was it reunion in Hot Springs?
Why
are we struggling on that?
I don't know.
We should know that.
We should know that. You know what would help me? You know what I learned the other day? Because I've gotten a little bit smarter. You know, it's blueberries. I heard the blueberries are good for the brain.
I've heard that also.
Thank you very much.
Justin, that made me think of wild berries. Ukraine is just brilliantly bombing the Amazon centers in Russia. They call their Amazon wild berry. I just love the fact that now, okay, we're gonna bomb your Amazon.
That's good. And it polarizes.
People will be upset.
It's
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that if you want to just.
You want to get the masses upset. You want to change things.
Paralyzes everything.
Mess up that.
That's it. Again, can you imagine this country if Amazon got shut down for about a week?
Oh my God, people lose
their minds.
Let me. This would be the future of my wife if something happened to Amazon. Thank you.
Exactly.
Yes, it would be. All right. Listen, do you ever walk outside? You have to walk outside. I walk by my front door and look. Is there a package out there? Is there a package? I get a notification. It's either Sanders Ground Essentials. Doing stuff or Amazon's dropping something off.
You think you pick a package up every day?
Every day.
Think you pick a package up every day?
No, but I have asked my wife. I have asked my wife. I think she has gone on another fast. She's gone on another fast.
An Amazon fast?
A shopping fast at a certain store.
I wish she would rub off on my wife.
Dude, I've asked her, help a brother out. Help a brother out.
What's she ordering?
Oh, this is funny.
It's easier to say what she's not.
Kate says, I get everything shipped to my store so Justin doesn't see it.
That is something.
Brilliant. I'm not stupid.
100%. Let me tell you something. And there's Samantha's getting something all the time. I know this. She didn't bring it in all the time.
I got news for you. So does Sam. She gets it sent to Kate's store, so you don't know about it either.
Listen, there's money laundering going on in my family. I know it is. Somebody's paying somebody to do this, to pick up a package and drop it off over here. Samantha, is there anything out in your car? No, I got it. Okay, fine. You don't need me to help you bring in groceries? Then we've got an issue in that back of that car. By the way,
Kevin Kress, our buddy, is listening to Roger.
Hey, K-Fed.
He says one of the guys I'm most excited about at the Touchdown Club is the guy that most people don't know when I announce his name. His name is Lance Barrow, Justin, and nobody knew who he was, but he was a producer at CBS for 44 years, probably one of the greatest producers in the history of all sports. He did 6 Super Bowls, 24 Masters. Goes back to Pat Summerall. He was Pat Summerall's right-hand man with John Madden. He's got some amazing stories to tell. But anyway, Kevin said really excited when people get to hear some of his amazing stories. So.
That'll be great.
All right, do not go away. It's 9:48. By the way, the founder, one of the founders of ESPN died yesterday. Did you see that?
Yeah.
All right, don't go away.
In partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Baseball fans, the MLB season is in full swing and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
40's the new 20, y'all, because guys in their 40s, 50s, and 60s are walking around with testosterone levels of their 20s, man. If you want that energy, drive, and libido of your younger self, it's on you. Go to Low T Center like thousands of men in Arkansas already have. Go to fixmylowt.com to book that free T test today.
Ready for a getaway? Donate blood with Our Blood Institute on Wednesday, August 19th at their mobile blood drives in Cabot or Little Rock. Every donor will be entered for a chance to win an Arkansas getaway valued at $2,000 plus a $500 prize pack. You'll also receive a limited edition t-shirt and a theme park ticket of your choice. Save lives and you could be on your way to your next adventure. Find the drive that's convenient for you at obi.org/events.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Why does Progressive help support truckers? Because truckers unite the world. Truckers unite whistles and lifeguards. Truckers unite fitness devices with people who don't exercise. Truckers unite your aunt with those live, laugh, love signs. But truckers can't do any of this if they're not on the road. That's why Progressive helps safe truckers save an average of $6,181 when they elect to share their ELD data with us. Get a quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. 2025 national average safe driver enrollment discount savings for new Progressive customers. Exclude mandatory program participants. Not available in all states. Driving data could increase or decrease premiums at renewal.
Sound familiar? At Mattress Firm, we understand there are many problems that can keep you up at night, like snoring, aches and pains, or sleeping hot. Our sleep experts have the unrivaled know-how to match you with a mattress that can help. And now at Mattress Firm, save up to $700 on Tempur-Pedic, plus get a $300 instant gift. For the great sleep you deserve, visit Mattress Firm. We make sleep easy. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com.
Come and get your Willie on.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Millar golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
It's Honda of Russellville's 47th anniversary celebration. Celebrate with big savings store-wide. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Trax Foreman 4x4 with a powerful 518cc engine and long-travel suspension to tackle every job and trail. It's Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda powerhouse dealer. Visit HondaOfRussellville.com today. Honda recommends the Foreman for riders 16 years and older and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course.
Register now for the 2026 Bud Light SEC Pick'em Challenge for your chance to win a 50-inch TV. Make sure to submit your picks each week so you can have the most points at the end of the season. Whoever has the most points will be the 2026 Bud Light SEC Pick'em Challenge winner and receive the 50-inch TV. Register online at 1037thebuzz.com. It's only on your favorite fun and game station, 1037 The Buzz.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
What up, D-Mac?
All right, 954. A couple things here on our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Says, as a UPS carrier, I have nightmares about Amazon almost every night. That's Jamie and Atkins. I don't blame you. I guess it's just... The delivery now of packages to America.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much. It is 7 days a week. Remember, back in the old days, you can get mail.
7 days a week. No.
Monday through
Friday.
7 days,
absolutely. Just as we're speaking, as we go to a commercial, my Ring camera comes on. A huge box being delivered to my front door.
It is.
From
the
Amazon.
2 foot tall.
And then we've got a listener out there. I won't say her name, except I'll just go Misty. I'll use Misty says, listen to you guys this morning. I sneak clothing purchases in the house when my husband isn't home and wait a month or so to wear it. When he says, is that new? I say, oh, I've had it a while. It's not a lie. She's just dodging the question a little bit.
Yep.
Way to go, lady.
That's a pro move.
From the 501, someone says, how is Justin going to tell the media about his cancer scare, but not all of us radio listeners? Huh? Did you do an interview about your cancer issue, Justin?
I mean, it wasn't about my that. And it was never cancerous, so why would I bring it up?
Well, I wonder what they're talking about. Well, didn't you have a health issue or something?
I mean, your mind wanders and you think the worst, obviously, no matter what's going on. So,
yeah,
you know,
maybe tomorrow, if you want to share what that was.
Yeah, we can
about,
give you 30 minutes.
yeah, I'd love to. Thank you, Baz.
Oh,
thank you for giving me that opportunity, man. You know, you've given me so many opportunities.
Oh, my gosh. Here's what it says. Are y'all talking about the Arkansas? This is who I think you were talking about, Justin. No, this is not it. Are y'all talking about the Arkansas receiver with the thinning hair? Luke Has. No, whatever happened to Luke Has? Whatever happened to him?
He's to Ole Miss, right?
He transferred to Ole Miss.
And is he still there?
I think he got hurt there.
Who cares?
Did I see him at Dr. Pepper's?
What happened to him?
He needs to go to Dr. Pepper's.
Oh!
Let's see here. Phil, how are you, by the way?
I'm good. Hey, I was thinking about this. You're talking about all the packages. You guys ever spend all freaking day following a package, tracking it?
Yes. When it's mine.
It's out for delivery. It's out for delivery. No, wait a minute. It's 8 p.m. It's not at my house yet.
They change it on you sometimes. Now it's arriving tomorrow. No.
Yeah, it turns into like an activity for the day, just like following that truck on your phone.
You know what? And I guess that's what it is. Here I am talking about my wife getting all these packages in. But when I get one, every once in a while, when I get one, I follow it, you know, just because I have that ability. You know, she's got other things to do. She's not worried about it. It's going to end up. And it's going to show up. The worst part of it is, I wonder what this one is. You don't even know.
Someone said it was classic since 2009, at least. Is that talking about the bar? I don't know.
Well, so it was 40 years ago. So what was it 40 years ago? Because that's when I won that contest.
What is happening on the zone today, Phil?
Oh, we got a question of the day, which has to do with running backs, since we'll hear from the running backs today at Arkansas after practice. Not counting Darren McFadden, because that would be unfair.
Yes.
Who's your favorite running back in Razorback history? We'll start with that at some point. You got Felix.
There's so many good ones. If you're over the age of 60, Roger, you remember all those guys from the 70s. Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding me? Gary Anderson.
Gary Anderson was with
Ike
me.
Forte, Ike Forte. Ben Cowens.
Who's the other big one? Ben Cowens, Ike Forte, and what's the other one? The big one that played at Tampa. Oh, my
God. Gary Anderson.
No. It played it even back in the 70s before that. It's the three.
Forte, Cowens.
And there's one more. The bigger is he was at it from East Arkansas. Dadgummit. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, look it up. I mean, for me, Barry Foster as a Steelers fan.
One. Yeah.
And then I really enjoyed Rocket Sanders. I just hated that he, you know, left here.
If Justin would say, who was he?
No. Exactly.
That's right. Or who's she?
What else,
Plus,
Phil?
Big Joe Klein's coming on. We got the junior deputy little league team that won a game in the region.
Yeah.
They got some of the players and coaches stopping by in studio.
Cool.
So it should be a lot of fun today, plus the Mighty Rib.
Very cool. Yes. All right. Roger's looking it up. I'm so mad at it. We're getting too old. Thanks, everybody. Great job, fellas. We'll see you in the morning. Don't go away. Zone's up next. Jerry Eck.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert